The state legislature is in the final week of this year's session, with many critical issues still undecided. At the top of the list, the budgets. Differing versions of the operating budget have passed the House and Senate. They're being combined in a conference committee. The capital budget has not been seen since lawmakers started working on the version the governor introduced back in January. The focus is on the Senate Finance Committee, where the capital budget was expected to be the subject of a hearing Friday. That meeting, a meeting on Saturday as well, were canceled. Another meeting is scheduled for this morning. The governor's oil tax bill is being heard in the Senate after being passed by the House last month. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill late Friday and set another hearing for this evening. At Friday's hearing, the Labor Department said the oil industry workforce has increased by 19% since the current tax structure went into effect. Fairbanks Democrat Joe Pasquin asked how that justified cutting oil taxes to increase the workforce.
How is it that we can reconcile, numbers that are high, but it seems like the boots on the ground aren't working?
Commissioner Click Bishop pointed out recent indication that workers in the field are not being used for exploration and production that will result in more oil in the pipeline, and he pointed to a large increase in employment after the North Slope oil spill of 2006.
I still hold my belief that a lot of these employment numbers here, these increases, are a direct result of maintaining existing and fixing leaking old pipelines.
The bill still has to get past the Senate's Resources and Finance Committee if it's to become law. Saturday, the House passed a bill that loosens the state's self-defense laws. That measure by Big Lake Republican Mark Newman says deadly force is allowed by a person who feels unsafe or threatened if he's in any place he has a right to be. Newman said there's been a lot of misconception about the changes he wants.
People think that if we have the ability to protect yourself, we have a right to be, that people are going to automatically go out and start committing murders. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. The rights that you have as an Alaskan while you're in your home or place of business should follow you where you have a right to be. That's all this says. It does not change the justification part in statute.
Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra, an attorney, argued that what Newman wants is already covered under state law.
This bill is not about protecting yourself or protecting others. If they need your protection, you can use your gun and you can shoot them. That's the current law. This bill now says that in public places, if you're at a mall, if you're completely safe and everybody else is completely safe, you can still shoot somebody.
The Senate still has to pass the bill if it's to become law. There are several other high-level measures pending for this year's session, with committees now required to give 24 hours notice before taking action on bills. The process is likely to speed up before adjournment Sunday night.